More than 200 student musicians from Western Illinois University's bands are headed to Brazil this spring. The trip is about more than just featuring the school's ensembles to new audiences. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jonathan All reports it's also a humanitarian and philanthropic mission.
4 years ago, the WIU Symphonic Wind Ensemble took a trip to Brazil to play some concerts. Their itinerary included a performance at an orphanage, a facility that echoed the poverty of many people living in the country. Most of the children had never seen an instrument in person or heard music like this. Upon getting back to Macomb, French horn player Katie Massa told University Television that everything seemed different.
Before in school, rehearsals would be more just trying to get everything right and play things the right way. And so I noticed that even in rehearsals, I just feel like I can enjoy music more. I can just remember how much fun it was and the impact that we had on our audiences.
And the change wasn't just musically. Mike Fansler is Western's director of bands and conducts the wind ensemble. He says the experience changed everyone who went.
When we came back, we had a different view of what needed to happen in Brazil and how we could help. They cried out for us to help bring them instruments so that they could start some programs down there that otherwise couldn't happen. And we could get kids off the street and into educational and cultural groups.
This year, Western is going to be part of a tour of the country and a band festival. In addition to concerts, the musicians of the school's marching band, wind ensemble, and jazz studio orchestra will be playing on donated instruments that they will leave in Brazil for school programs and community bands. That will mean about 200 instruments to help create and shore up existing musical groups in Brazil. Fansler says that humanitarian part of the trip will likely have a greater impact on Western students than anything they do artistically.
What we're doing is we're developing experiences for our students that they'll carry with them for the rest of their life. As alumni, they will be able to remember that one of the most impressive times of their life was when they went through Western Illinois University and had this life-changing experience. Because it is something that stays with you forever. And it's going to affect people, whether they go on in music or they go on in other business or whatever. It's going to affect them in a positive manner.
Fansler says the WIU Bands program has always tried to instill the concept of giving back, hoping it will serve students well later in life as alumni. DJ Allstott graduated from WIU in 1999 and is now the band director at Naperville Central High School. He says the power of music is evident at any college or high school reunion.
You always see a group of people that were in the band, and that's the first people that they gravitate towards, are their friends that, you know, they spent 4 years together making music. And I think there's lifelong friendships that develop from that experience.
Allstott was so taken by his experience at Western and the story of the 2010 trip to Brazil that he's bringing his high school band on the Brazil trip this spring.
I've never been involved with a music project where it's so wrapped wonderfully in the opportunities and rich with the performance, the cultural, and the humanitarian aspect. And to me, that is just absolutely thrilling and quite honestly an honor and privilege to be a part of as an alumni.
And WIU is hoping to attract the attention of all alumni of the program, not just music majors. It's a crisp fall day at Hanson Field in Macomb, and the Marching Leathernecks are in the stands, playing and cheering before they take to the field for their halftime show. Mixed in with the 18 to 22-year-olds that make up most of the college ensemble are alumni who are joining the band for homecoming. One of them is Deb Cassidy Roskamp. She graduated with a degree in accounting in 1985, but says her most memorable college experiences were in music.
I believe music is what made me more intelligent. I was able to focus better. I think it does something in the brain that helps you put things together. It's very mathematical.
Cassidy Roskamp works for a law office in Carthage and credits music for her professional success and her social life in college and beyond. She supports the music department in its efforts to get to Brazil. And WIU is going to need the support of a lot of alumni. In addition to raising the remaining $40,000 needed to pay for the trip, the band needs lots of donated instruments. They can be in any condition, as Western will repair them and get them ready to be played and donated in Brazil. Band director Mike Fansler says that old flute, trumpet, or saxophone that's sitting in the back of your closet or attic could change someone's life in Brazil. I'm Jonathan Aull, Tri-States Public Radio News.